This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, before we get to today's conversation, I think it's important to take a quick minute, recognize a couple of very important anniversaries. This is our final broadcast from October of 2016. I think we ought to say that this month we had our fifth anniversary of this show. And I also understand that next month is the 10th anniversary of the forum. So
isn't that crazy?
Pretty exciting stuff.
I have no idea where time goes, but yeah, we were sitting around in the office yesterday talking about it. I'm like, wow, radio's 5 and the site's 10. None of us are getting any younger, Todd.
No. Maybe
Colby is, but the rest of us aren't.
Which is kind of frustrating. but it has been an absolute pleasure to partner with you on this thing over all these years, and grateful for the chance to collaborate with you on this. I think we've served the local market well, and excited for the next 5.
Yeah, hear, hear. We should have a toast.
We should. We said we were going to do that, and we all cited that. Well, to honor today's important broadcast, we have a return guest to the show, a gentleman who we always enjoy spending time with. Let's welcome back Colby Henson, the Acquisitions and Sales Manager for Fortress Builders. Colby, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Appreciate you stopping by. I'm sure our audience is quite familiar with Fortress, but take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and what Fortress Builders is all about.
Okay. Well, Fortress Builders, we are based out of Marietta, Georgia, so we are a local home builder. We also develop, build, and sell all of our own product. So that makes us a little bit unique because we actually get to see it from start to finish. We have interaction with the landowners, and those relationships go back sometimes 20 years, which is kind of interesting. Mm. When you pull a couple of files from the office and you see stuff from the mid-80s and you've tracked a piece of property that long in your group. And so it adds that history element to seeing Cobb County get developed. And that's predominantly where we focus all of our building efforts, is in Cobb County. And so it's really neat to be on the acquisition side to see it start. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we go through the development process, the rezoning process, the construction process. And at the end, we also do the sales. So we kind of have everything from A to Z. And it really kind of gives a really neat perspective, being in the business, getting to see something go from knowing the landowner to finishing out a development, seeing the final houses sold. So it's kind of gives us a different insight into seeing the community in the county grow in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So let's talk about some of your new communities. What's your newest community, and kind of what was the process for bringing it out of the ground?
Okay, well, one that we've got coming up right now that just got approved is the City of Kennesaw, and it's called the Terraces at Depot Park. And for us, it's a really neat one because it's so close to our heart and it's close to where we live. And it's kind of a joint effort together with the City of Kennesaw, where we assembled several tracts of land and we'll be developing 38 townhomes in the middle of it. But we're also giving back property to the City of Kennesaw, one, to develop a park as you're coming into Main Street, kind of a pocket park that leads right into the beginning of downtown Kennesaw. And then our townhome development will have walking trails through that. And then the other park behind Trackside Grill and all the other developments where the trail goes under the railroad tracks, all that will be developed by the city after we're finished developing it. So it really will define a good bit of what City of Kennesaw is trying to achieve with their walking paths and all of those things. So it'll kind of tie the community together and give that park feel to the City of Kennesaw. So we're super excited about that. Our townhomes will be able to be seen and look over the park. And so it's really neat to be involved in a project like that you feel like you're giving back to the community something that's of value that will be there for a long time. So it's fun to work on those.
So it sounds like that's just right in the heart of downtown Kennesaw, and you could walk to the General from there?
Absolutely.
That's
walk
cool.
To all the restaurants, Trackside Grill, and all the other famous restaurants that are down there.
Well, Carol, I mean, let off the show with the 5-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. So we've talked to a lot of builders developing a lot of communities, and there's a lot of great communities in this Metro Atlanta, as we know. But have we ever talked to someone who's been that deeply integrated with an actual municipality? I mean, I don't know that we've ever done anything of that, talked about anything of that ilk before. I mean, how cool is that? I mean, was it hard to do? I mean, you led off a discussion around Fortress about the fact that you have these deep ties to a local community. And shoot, your first community you talked about manifested itself right away. I mean, that is so intriguing. I mean, was that difficult to do? Was the city excited to partner with you on that?
It was. We have one other active community, Victoria Crossing, in the city, and it's just it was a great partnership. We liked the piece of property. We had files on it going back to the 80s. We knew the family members. We took it to the city. They liked our plan for building an active adult community to serve in the city of Kennesaw. And so that started the relationship. And we've done, in the past, we've done several, probably five other deals with the city of Kennesaw in different factions, whether it's a townhome deal or a single family neighborhood or an active adult. So we had a long relationship with the city. And so when we started assembling this property, they came to us and actually had an interest in some of that area to keep as a park. And we said, okay, great, we'll keep this portion and you can turn that portion into the park. So it really came together. It was very, very collaborative, but they were just a great forward-thinking city that put a quality development out there, and we'll end up with a great townhome product for us, and then the city gets to benefit by having a nice park as well. So it was a great collaborative effort.
And a great townhome product for your residents in a fantastic area. I guess that's what I like hearing so much in Atlanta, is we've got so much sprawl going on already that we have these beautiful areas like Kennesaw where people want to live, and being able to find that acreage and being able to put up a product that's walkable and, you know, is in the heart of where they want to be is so nice.
It is. It seems like that's what everybody wants. If you look at the Beltline, people want to live and walk to work and all of that stuff. And you're seeing those outcropping of communities, even in what we'll call the suburbs, like your Kennesaw and your Ackworth and things like that. Mm-hmm. People want that feel. They just maybe don't want it downtown. And so a lot of these cities are seeing that, and they're, you know, incentivizing developers to come in and do this with these,
yeah,
with these partnerships.
Kind of
have been great.
It's the rebirth of the small cities.
It is.
It's kind of cool.
Well, and I think the marketplace wants that. They're thirsting for that, and they want walkable communities now. I mean, and that corner's been turned. And well, I hope this is the sign of a new trend. I hope more municipalities are going to be collaborating with builders such as yourself. I think it's a very exciting trend. All right. Colby Henson, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Colby Henson with Fortress Builders.
So Colby, over the break, you were sharing with us another new community, Stone Mill Creek in West Cobb. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that one.
Okay, well, this is the last phase of the highly amenitized Stone Mill Creek out in West Cobb. Features a clubhouse, there's a swimming pool, tennis courts, playground, and a private 7-acre park that the Homeowners Association has developed for their residents to be able to walk around. And we were proud to be able to partner with the developer and finish out the last 36 lots of this community. And so we've just broken ground on our first six starts of homes. We're going to range in the 430s and be under 500,000 in West Cobb, which we think is a great value for all of those amenities. Great access to Dallas Highway. And we're really excited that one's coming along as well.
Wow,
as
now,
it is.
Is that Harrison High School?
It is Hillgrove.
Hillgrove, okay. Mm-hmm. Hillgrove School District. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that price point's phenomenal for that area.
It absolutely is. I want to go back to Victoria Crossing. I think you referenced that at the top half of the show, this 55-plus community. Tell us a little bit more about that one.
Victoria Crossing is located in the city of Kennesaw, and it's a property that serves our active adult 55-plus community. And we've built several of these communities in the past, and we've always had people come out and say, you know, I'm moving out of a big house and I have a lot of stuff and I'm really looking for a ranch on a basement. And so what we did was we developed about half of the community to offer basements for those people that don't want to get rid of all their keepsakes and their Christmas decorations and all the things that they collect over time.
I would like to hear all of that stuff.
So we do have a special running right there. We have a $7,500 any way you want it bonus special on basements. So it's a ranch home on a basement. There are 3 and 4 bedrooms on the main, and then they also have a basement. So we're super excited to be able to offer that for the first time in a long time. A lot of the 55-plus communities don't have basements at all. So that makes it unique, and it is probably the most affordable 55-plus community in Cobb County.
There you go, Todd. You and Stephanie can move back.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That sounds good. Can you shift it to 47, please?
Get closer.
20% of the community can be under 55.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I know the guy who can get me in there. So.
So what kinds of specials and incentives are you offering right now? I know you've got the $7,500 there at Victoria Crossing.
$7,500 at Victoria Crossing. We're doing $5,000 any way you want it on the slabs. Stone Mill Creek, we're doing $5,000 any way you want it for the first 6 homes that we start out there. And in some of our other neighborhoods like Lake Bridge, we're doing free blinds and refrigerator plus $2,500 in closing costs. And that one has been super popular. That way, when you move in, your refrigerator matches the rest of your appliances. And then the wood blinds, the faux wood blinds that they do throughout the house, everybody really likes that. It's probably one of the first things that people, when they're buying a new home, have to go out
and they're
do.
Kind of expensive.
They are.
Nice to have those installed. Well, now, any way you want it. So is that closing cost, upgrades, cash back?
Not cash back.
That's how I want it.
Yeah.
Upgrades,
yeah.
Okay.
Typically upgrades.
So you could put it towards your down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very, very cool. Well, gosh, based on what we've heard so far, sounds like it's 2017 shaping up nicely. I mean, it looks, sounds like we can expect a lot more from Fortress.
We look like we're going to have a very busy 2017. Currently, we've got under contract or in some shape, form, or fashion around 120 lots under development right now to serve our sales efforts in 2017. So we're excited that we've got the land positions that we have, and our development guys are going crazy trying to get these lots on the ground in front of us. And we hope 2017 will be a good year. 2016 was a really good year for a lot of people, and it was really nice and refreshing to have a really strong spring like most of us saw. So that was unique. We haven't seen that in several years, and that was a nice feeling.
We haven't seen that since what, 05 or 06?
Scary, yes.
It was interesting to watch the to watch the cycles on web traffic for our builder clients, because we definitely, especially in the Atlanta market and in the Southeast, saw a very strong spring. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot smarter growth too this time. Mm-hmm. I mean, in 05 and 06, it was just
crazy.
It was just so crazy, and the mortgages were just so crazy. But this seems to be a lot better, smarter, well-heeled buyer that understands the process, and the mortgage companies aren't doing anything crazy. Everything is just kind of clicking in place the way it should. It feels like a healthy market should feel.
So. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you on that. All right. Well, Colby, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they find you? Where can they learn more about all these great communities? And where can they find information on Fortress Builders?
The best place to get information about Fortress Builders is our website. And it's www.builtbyfortress.com.
All right. Colby Henson, Acquisitions and Sales Manager for Fortress Builders. As always, sir, good to see you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Colby Henson, my co-host, Carol Morgan, happy anniversary again. I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.